Hello, and welcome to all of our listeners who are joining us for the ICIS America's Podcast. I'm your host, Anna Mathern, and on this episode, I'm joined by our Deputy Managing Editor, Zachary Moore, who will discuss the polypropylene market with us today. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Anna. Glad to be here.
Now, Zachary, there were expectations that PP supply would loosen after the end of the hurricane season, but that hasn't really been the case. Any ideas why?
Yeah, that was the expectation going into the end of the hurricane season, and as we had some of the plants restarting. We also, of course, had the new Braskem plant starting up around the same time. So there was a lot of thought going into the fourth quarter that the market was going to loosen up, but it really hasn't happened. Part of that is due to the strength in demand for polypropylene. If we look at October sales figures for polypropylene for 2020 relative to 2019, it was 9% higher compared to the same time last year. So demand's been very strong for the product. And in addition, we've had some shortages on the monomer side that have made it difficult for producers to keep running at full rates. Plus, they've also had to struggle to keep up with their inventories. Inventories got quite low because of all the hurricane impacts, and it's apparently they have not yet been able to rebuild those to the extent they would like.
What's the driver behind the increase in demand?
So, if we look at polypropylene is a very versatile plastic. It's used in a wide variety of applications. So from the whole start of the pandemic, there have been certain applications been doing very well. So packaging applications have been doing very well. Fiber applications have been doing extremely well. A lot of the face masks that people are wearing now are made out of polypropylene. So that grade is, of course, seen a pretty big jump in its consumption over the past year. And what's been happening, especially since the third quarter, is that we've seen a lot of the demand into the more durable goods has been coming back and coming back strong. So demand into appliances, into automotive, into other kind of durable goods sectors has really picked up with the expansion of U.S. manufacturing activity and the real strong pickup we've seen in durable goods. So that's just been a kind of perfect storm that's really generated some strong increases in polypropylene demand.
From my understanding, adders over propylene have risen in the past several months, and more could be on the table for December. Is there a concern that rising U.S. prices might bring in more imports?
That is the real big concern. Like right now, the supply and demand balance is such that it's pretty easy to justify the idea of raising the adder. And again, we've already had adders going up in September and again in November. So there certainly has been some upward movement this year. There is another adder increase of 4 cents that's on the table for December. Of course, we've got a long way to go before that finally settles out. But the worry would be as they keep pressing up these adders, is at some point the door would be open for more imports from overseas. We have seen some imports coming in, but maybe not in the volume that we would have expected. Some of this is because of very high freight rates out of Asia, which have made it difficult to make the arbitrage windows work.
And now turning to the supply situation, with North America adding PP capacity, are increasing exports from the region still anticipated in the coming months?
Certainly over the longer term, yes. I mean, throughout the next couple of months, we might still see this tightness in the market staying in place. But certainly with the Braskem new plant, the plan has always been to export about 50% of the production. We have some other new plants coming online within the next couple of years from Inter Pipeline, from Exxon. And overall, we're going to see North America adding polypropylene capacity faster than polypropylene demand is expected to grow. So the definite expectation is that certainly over the next couple of years, North America as a region currently is a net importer of polypropylene, and we expect it to flip to being a net exporter of polypropylene within the next couple of years. So that certainly is a trend we do expect to get back on track before too much longer.
And how have recent developments in the monomer markets impacted polypropylene?
So, yeah, again, part of this trouble has been that there have been shortages, and about half of it comes from refineries. And, of course, refinery rates have been quite low by historical standards throughout most of 2020. A lot of it's also produced through crackers. Flexible crackers in particular will sometimes use heavier feeds like propane or butane that produce more propylene rather than ethane. But during the winter months, when we see an increased pull on heating demand from propane and butane, typically those feeds lose competitiveness relative to ethane, and we have less of them in the crackers. So we have a little bit of the heavier feeds running in the flexible crackers, and refinery operating rates remaining low. So there's just not as much propylene around as we would like. And then on the other side of the equation, obviously polypropylene demand, which is the biggest derivative, is very strong. And we're also seeing pretty good demand with that expansion in industrial and economic activity for a lot of the other derivatives as well. So there's a increased demand pull at the same time that there's a supply limitation.
Right. Well, I think this will be a really good topic to follow, and I'm sure you'll keep us updated on it as we head into the remaining weeks of 2020. So thank you, Zachary, for joining me on this podcast and sharing your knowledge on the propylene market. And special thanks to everyone who tuned in today to the ICIS Americas podcast. Be sure to check out icis.com for the latest updates.